What a great privilege to love you, to know you, and to live for you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Let not one person live here the same way they came tonight. Be glorified, Lord, and be honored in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Welcome someone near you to the presence of the Lord. May I decrease that you may. You may increase. May you be the Lord of all. Welcome everyone to our month of reigning as kings in destiny. Give the Lord a praise. In your destiny, you will reign as a king. You won't reign as a pauper. It's our month of destiny, like I said. The 30th year of the release of the vision. God committed the vision. It started in November, but it was given in May. So as we celebrate the anniversary of the starting of the ministry in November, we celebrate the anniversary of the giving of the vision in May. And we are excited that everyone is a part of it, and everyone from around the world endeavor to be a part of the broadcast. In all our locations in FCT and around, endeavor to be on ground, the Glory Dome, in person. We are making all transport arrangements available to make everyone to be here in person Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, and Friday all night. And of course, Sunday Thanksgiving, as many as can be here also. All locations also are encouraged to be open. That is, open means that it's not just the Friday vigil where it will be open, but open through the week. So that people who will attend, who want to take excuse to be in the morning sessions, will be in the morning sessions in the locations and be in the evening sessions in the evening in all locations. It's a major thing. 30 was the age in which Jesus stepped into ministry. 30 was Joseph stepping before Pharaoh. 30 was David stepping as king in Israel. And 30 is very, very significant. So we believe that we will take it to that level of seriousness and let everyone be involved. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Tonight I'm going to be speaking on preservation of life and destiny. The preservation of life and destiny. Our objective is to understand our responsibility in the preservation of our lives and destiny. When you talk about life, it's your physical life. When we talk about destiny, it's the preservation of God, what God wants you to do with your life, what you are here to do with your life. Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 11, the Bible said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected." And again, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The meaning of that is, there is a commitment of the Almighty towards his people in causing them to arrive at his expected end for their lives and destinies. There is a commitment of the Almighty in causing his people to reach the end of the journey. End of your journey of life. End of your journey of destiny. It is not the vision the desire or the passion of the Almighty for anyone to stop their journey halfway, to stop their journey of life halfway, or to stop their journey of destiny halfway. There is a commitment of Jehovah. But with the commitment of God, there is a responsibility on the child of God, a responsibility on the believer, a responsibility for the preservation of our lives and our destinies. There is a responsibility. You always know that for every divine possibility, there is human responsibility. For every divine provision, there is human condition. There is a responsibility. And that is what we are going to be looking at. What do you do? What responsibility do we accept in order to see the preservation of our lives and destiny? Number one, exist as the beloved of the Lord. Exist as the beloved of the Lord. Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 12, it says, sorry, 33 verse 12. The beloved of the Lord and of Benjamin, he said, 33:12. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long. He shall dwell in between his shoulders. Am I desirous of safety? Do I want the Lord to cover God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has accepted us in the beloved. Who is the beloved of the Lord? Number one, it is people who belong to God. They belong to him. Who is the beloved of the Lord? They are those that are bought by the blood. They belong to God. People to be that have been bought by the blood. The blood of Jesus bought them. They belong to God. They have been bought by the blood. Who is the beloved of the Lord? Thirdly, there are people who please God with their lives. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 17. They please God with their lives. They have been bought with the blood. They belong to God. They are not living for themselves. They are not living for their pleasure. They are not living for the world. They belong to God. They've been bought by the blood. They please God with their lives. Then they are the beloved of the Lord. And as they are the beloved of the Lord, they dwell in safety. They dwell between his shoulders. No force of hell, like that song says, can pluck them from his hands. No matter how mad a madman is, is unable to pursue a child into the chest of his father. Otherwise, you'll see two mad people. And then the madman will know that somebody is madder than another. Hallelujah. Exist as the beloved of the Lord. Number two, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91 and in verse 1 and in verse 2, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And this to me involves two things. Number one, dwell in the place of his presence. It's like dwell, the secret place of a person is their bedroom, their inner room. Dwell in the place of his presence. Dwell in his pavilion. Dwell in his room. Secondly, dwell in his place of secrets. Locate secrets from him, from his word, that will undergird your life. Locate secrets. Get to the point where you know things that makes it impossible for the enemy to take you out anyhow. Locate secrets. Psalm 25 and in verse 14 said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So go into this. Go before God in his fear and let him give you his secrets. That was what happened to Job. In Job chapter 29 and in verse 3 and 4, he said, when his candle shined upon my head, when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Now, you can see one reason why Job couldn't be finished. He was in a place of certain secrets that made it impossible for the devil to kill him. Are you following what I'm saying here? The secret of God was upon his tabernacle. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. So God told Lucifer, you can do Job anything, but you can't take his life. He said, touch him and see. You can't take his life. He has accessed some secrets. He has some passwords into certain secrets of the Most High that became a tabernacle over him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. We traveled to a far distance some time ago. Far distance. Someone sent me a message that we should not fly back home because he saw something. I don't want to repeat the detail of what he said. That is 7 to 8 hours flight. You shouldn't fly home. Means you should trek home. Trek home. I didn't even mention a word to my wife until we return home. Because I'm too aware. He said the 70 returned. They returned. Not just returned. Returned with joy. I'm too aware of that mystery. If I went for myself, then the enemy could tackle me. But if I went for him, he's a bastard. They have not born the devil. As I was in the days when the secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. And the secret was so with Job, even though there was fear in the middle, but there was the secret was too heavy for him to be cut off. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Ensure that you have access to his presence and have access to his secrets. The secrets, light, inside revelation that guarantee your durability and your continuity in the land of the living. Number one, we said, exist as the beloved of the Lord. Number two, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Number three, dwell in the center of God's plan and purpose for your life. Let me put it this way. Dwell in the center of God's plan, purpose, and place for your life. Where God planned for you to be there. The purpose God wants you to fulfill with your life, be there. The place God has for you, be there. We are talking about destiny. That is why this comes in. In Jonah chapter 1 and in verse 4, all right, start from verse 1. The Bible said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness is come up before me. That was God's plan. Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish. Nineveh was the purpose. Nineveh was the plan. Nineveh was the place. But Jonah decided that he will go to Tarshish from the presence of God. Can you see this now? Before I go forward, every departure from purpose is departure from his presence. When you depart from his purpose, you depart from his presence. When you depart from his plan, you depart from his presence. When you depart from his place for you, you are departing from his presence. God cannot guarantee your safety outside his plan. He can't guarantee your safety outside his purpose. He cannot guarantee your preservation outside his purpose for your life. Now read it and go. He rose up to flee from the presence and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. Maybe from where he was to Joppa, then from Joppa to Tarshish. And he paid the fare. Whenever you move away from the will of God, there is a price to pay. You pay for it. There is a price to pay. There is a price to pay when you move your own way, when you go your own direction, when you do what you want to do. There is a price. He paid for it. Now keep going. And he paid. And he went down, not up. He went down. There are too many things to talk about here, but I will rush to go with them unto Tarshish. Again, emphasize, from the presence of the Lord. Every time you are outside his plan, you are outside his presence. You are outside his purpose, you are outside his presence. You are outside the place he has for you, you are outside his presence. And then God sent out a great wind. The storm will arise. Once you are out of your place, once you are out of his purpose for your life, many don't survive the storm. Many don't survive the travail. Many don't survive. Papa Yedeko told me of, say the story, I think he was preaching, about a man who decided to leave church. For whatever reason, the man just left. And he saw him, I think, after 15 years. He said, what's happened? He said, I left church. Why did you? Just left church. So what's happening now? He said, I have come back. Say, so how is everything? Sir, I have suffered. I have suffered. I have suffered. That is what the Bible said. In Proverbs chapter 27 verse 8, look at it. In Proverbs chapter 27 verse 8, as a bird that wandereth from his nest, so is a man who wanders from his place. When a bird wanders from his nest, it can be catapulted to death. When a bird wanders from his nest, it can enter a trap. Is trappable and killable, but not inside the nest. How many lives have been trapped? How many lives have become victims of strange arrows? He wandered. He called it wandering, as a bird that wanders. So when you leave your place, what you enter into is called wandering. People begin to wander from one place to another. From one place, let me try here, let me try there, let me try here. When you leave your place, you begin to wander. And when you leave your place, you become trappable. You become wastable. You become catapultable. This is very, very important. Not everybody's calamity is the fault of the devil. Not everybody's calamity is the fault of the witch or the wizard. There are those who place themselves in the face of fire. There are those who position themselves where no cover is. A tree that is not taller than you cannot give you shade. But there are many looking for shade here and there, thinking that everything that glitters is gold. No, as a bird that wandereth from his nest, so is the man that wanders from his place. This is preservation service. And at times we do preservation and say everything apart from things like this. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 10, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10, look at what the Bible says. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. So there is a place of your planting. Whether it's a career, whether it is it's an assembly, or whatever. There is a place of your planting. And what happens there? He said, a place of so that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore, provided they are planted in the place that Jehovah has appointed for them. So there is an appointed place. I preached this message many years ago, the appointed place. There is an appointed place for you, an appointed business, an appointed career, an appointed assembly, an appointed spiritual coverage. Such that the son of wickedness does not afflict them anymore as before time. That is, unlike before they were planted, unlike before they got the place of their own, they were afflictable until they were located in the appointed place and planted. Am I communicating at all? This is critical. Not every business is your business. There are people who finish themselves for nothing. Not every career is your career. Not every open door is a door for you. Myself and my wife, we have had opportunity to live in the topmost countries of this world without qualms, without stress. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is, everything that is needed, including till today, there are places I can move to now. I don't need any process afresh. I don't want to mention, to call. But the topmost, that is 1, 2, 3, where people rush to in the whole world. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But this is our place. I have not been able to do a Sunday anywhere in the world, except the condition made it impossible to remain there. I've not spent more than 5 days in the UK. I've not spent more than 5 days in America. We arrived in America one day on Thursday evening. And the immigration or customs office asked us, so when are you going back? He said, we are going back tomorrow. He said, ah, you traveled all this way to return back tomorrow. I said, we have too much work to do. We have too much work to do than to spend time here. He was so shocked. So other people are running here and refusing to go back. You are coming here for only 24 hours. Because I think we left Jamaica or somewhere, and we had one day to do there and return back the next day. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is our place. The place to deal with principalities and powers. The place to deliver captives and put many on their course of destiny. We have an assignment here that must be fulfilled. And the devil is aware. I know of many who left their place and left destiny. I know of pastors who decided that, okay, this is a better place to go, or that is a better place to go. As they moved, everything moved. One pastor told me a story. He said somebody told him that he can get permanent residence with his family and himself for Canada. And he got it for him. And he worked. He went to Canada with his wife and children, I think for 2 years. And returned back when he realized that here is his place. Passport is ready. Everything is ready. But he returned back. But when he returned back, he didn't meet much at home. You know what he told me with his mouth? He said, sir, that was the worst mistake of my life. Worst. He said, if I have another chance, I will never dare that. He got what he wanted, but he didn't want what he got. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And I'm not against movement. I mean, God sent Joseph to Egypt so he can move us here and there. But understand that your place is your most secure location. Your purpose is in your place that your security can be found. It is in your purpose that your security can be found. It is in your assignment that your security can be found. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. What happened to Dinah? How many of you know that Jacob had a daughter? The name was Dinah. Dinah. Do you know her? Dinah. Dinah took herself in the land of what land? The sons of Hamor. I said, let me go and see this land and see the people of the land. No information to father or mother. No cover. She. Banzastic Yahweh. She just went out. She was captured by the son of the king. Brutally raped. Molested, manhandled. She returned back home with ashes on her head. And came and told the father and the family what had happened. Later on, the man came, and she was a virgin. Never knew a man according to the scripture. And the man came and said, I want to marry her. Said, hey, is that a process of marriage? Okay, don't worry, you will marry her. Simeon and Levi. They said, before you marry, all of you circumcise yourself. We are circumcised people. And we don't enter covenant with uncircumcised people. The people circumcise themselves. All the men. Matured men circumcised. So everybody was walking like that. That was how Simeon and Levi carry knife. And kill all the men. Brutally wasted them. Yeah. The father said, what happened? They said, why should he treat our sister like a harlot? They deserve all of them to die. They all perished. No wonder. When Jacob was dying, he says, Simeon and Levi, instruments of cruelty are in your habitation. You are bad boys. I scatter you in Israel. And then when Levi stood up, when God said, who is on the Lord's side? God said, Levi, you have wiped out that curse. I like that anger you demonstrated, but come and use it for me. Hallelujah. Why? Because Dinah left her cover. How many of you know Dinah? Have you ever seen a Dinah before? She left her cover and went and got destroyed. When the children of Israel left Egypt, the pillar of fire by day covered them, and the pillar of cloud by day covered. Those who left from under the cloud and went to the bush more, they were devoured by lions. They were devoured by evil beasts. You know, the Bible is so complete that everyone who left the cover, they couldn't survive it. You will survive under the cover. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy to everyone here today, the Lord will give you the grace to identify your purpose. Identify His purpose for your life. Identify His plan for your life. And identify His placement for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not move out of your place. Shout the loudest, amen. Don't move out of your place. And don't let anybody move you. There are so many people who are movers. Say, what are you still doing in that church? Yeah. Don't let anybody's calamity rub on you. We came here alone. Let us go alone. Am I communicating at all? Let nobody. There are people who resign from job to step into what they have no business to do because somebody came and moved them from their place. You will never be moved. And whenever the devil wants to destroy you, he will bring people to you to move you out of your place. One man came to me many years ago. He has everything against Papa Adeboye. He has everything against Papa Oyedepo. He has everything against everybody. But he told me, you are very correct. The way you preach against everything, the way you preach against evil, the way you preach this and preach that, you are very, very correct. And God is depending on you to stand and do the right thing and just keep on doing the right thing. You preach, you are very balanced. He was talking. See, all they know how to do is to collect people's money. He's talking to me. Against people that have impacted my life and touched. I have had about two such experiences before. With people who came close to move you from your place, to move you from your cover, and to move you against those who cover you. He kept talking for a while. He has seen Jesus Christ 40 something times. And all the time he saw Jesus was crying for these people. And I am aware that since Jesus sat on the throne, no tear. And we know scripture. And we know the word. At the end of the day, this person that is saying all these things is now asking for money. He's asking for money. He needs money to do this and to carry out this assignment. The Jesus you saw 40 something times and all this deep depth you are, plus you are better than all of these people. All that couldn't give you money. I am still begging. You are looking for who to move, not me. Go just find your way. That's why I say he found his level. I don't know his address now in the world. There are people who the devil used to move you out of your place. Move you out. Whether it is a career place, a destiny place, a business place, a spiritual covering place. But it is only a bird who leaves his place that begins to wander, that leaves his place that can be stoned, leaves his place that can be trapped. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, say it louder, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to do your will. I receive the grace to do your will. I will never be moved from the place you have for me in the name of Jesus. That was a very serious point. Dwell in the center of God's plan, purpose, and place for your life. Number four, avoid the wrong company. That just goes directly with what I just mentioned now. Avoid the wrong company. You want the preservation of your life. You want the preservation of your destiny. Avoid the wrong company. Proverbs 13 and in verse 20. Proverbs 13 and in verse 20. And he said, and he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Destruction is a product of association. Destruction can be a product of association. Your preservation or your destruction can be a matter of association. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You remember what destroyed Samson? Association with a strange woman by the name Delilah. That was the destruction of Samson. In Judges chapter 16, verse 16, all the way down, you see how Delilah began to press on Samson daily and urge Samson. You see, there are people who have a contract over your head. Should I say that again? There are people who have a contract over your life. They see your destiny. For some, it's not where you are now. It is where you are going. So they negotiated with the kingdom of darkness and they awarded them contract. Pull this woman down. Pull this man down. Destroy his home. Destroy his ministry. Destroy his assignment. This is what we will pay you. Are you following what I'm saying? So not every friendly person is a friend. Not every friendly looking person is a friend. Some are on assignment and some are demonic contractors. They are on a contract. Because as soon as Delilah called those people, they gave her the bag of money. They paid her off. No negotiation. The price was fixed. Am I communicating? There are witches, wizards, occultic people who the devil sent your way to be your friends. Let them convince you to stop going to church. Let them put you under pressure to do things that you wouldn't have normally done by yourself. Let them put your life under pressure. And by the time you begin to reject, they begin to react. And the reaction can be so violent. Somebody you thought was a friend becomes a tiger. Samson was destroyed by a demonic contractor by the name of Delilah. But the one that shocked me the most was the king Ahab, who almost destroyed Jehoshaphat. I've said that before, but let me read that for you in 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and in verse 29. 2 Chronicles 18:29. Now, and the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there was a battle, I think with the Syrians. He said, I will disguise myself. That is, the problem was the problem that somebody is fighting. Stand up, sir. Somebody is fighting. This person has a fight with this person. God forbid. And he asked you to come and assist him join the fight against this person. Do you understand now? But he now tells you, I don't want to go with my kingly robe. You wear your robe as a king. That is, I would disguise myself, but you wear your cloth. Go like as a king. And the man didn't reason. This one reason so, but
He was such a dummy.
Please take your seat.
He was such a dummy that he agreed. This is, just picture this. This is a military officer. This is a man who is also an officer. But he tells this one, I will wear mufti. You wear your full camo and all your gadget. Let's go together. If terrorists see the two of them, who would they deal with first? The enemy, the one that they perceive as their enemy that is wearing the cloth. That was what happened. Now read that passage and see. Look at that. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but you put on your robe. So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went to battle. And now the king of Syria has commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, don't fight with small or great, only the king. Look out for the king, and that's the one to take out. But the king is not wearing his cloth. He has deceived somebody else to wear kingly cloth. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, he was king of Judah. You remember the kingdom had divided at that time. They saw Jehoshaphat, they say, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compass him about to waste him. But Jehoshaphat cried out. Field Marshal is crying. You cannot keep quiet when your destiny is at stake. He cried out. And the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. What a merciful God. Even when you put yourself inside debt, even when your stupidity wants to give you calamity, he moved him to depart from him. What's the next verse? They departed from him. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? You will not die another person's death. Can I hear that amen louder? The meaning of that is that there are people who have died other people's death. They died other people's death. Either they died in the place of others, or they died with others who were destined to die because they were with them when they were not meant to be near there at all. Beware of your company. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I refuse to die anybody's death. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from disastrous company. Deliver me from disastrous company. You believe that, say aloud, amen. Avoid the wrong company. People who don't know God, who don't fear God. People who are just on their journey without any regard to God, avoid them. Number 5, be committed to kingdom service of soul winning in the earth. Be committed to kingdom service, especially soul winning. God goes with those who go for him. See Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is, as you go out for me in this assignment, count on my presence and count on my preservation. You are not alone. You are not moving alone. You are not by yourself. Somebody told me the other day, he said he was on a crusade ground in Buhari here. And he said, far before I came, God opened his eyes. He saw two mighty angels standing. They were waiting. He said,
Then suddenly I arrived. And then those two joined the company that I came with. They were advanced party. Clear the ground. Because I wasn't going there for fun. I deserve to rest. After coming back from Nicaragua, I'm preaching two services on Sunday. Waiting where they happen. Sunday evening again, you continue crusade. One big father in the Lord said he heard about the Nicaragua. So I told him, I said, we are in Bori. He said, well, how? I said, we are in Cameroon. He said, okay. Say, how? And they went. And the Lord went with them. Mark chapter 16 and in verse 20. Mark 16 and in verse 20. And he said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. He was with them. And confirming the word with signs following. Amen. They went. And the Lord went with them. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. Exodus 23, 25. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Serve the Lord your God. He blesses your bread. And he blesses your water. And he will take sickness from you. Verse 26. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in their land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. When I talk about soul winning, I'm not talking about going on the crusade field. Not everybody will stand in an open field. Not everybody. But everybody has a friend in the office that they will talk to about God. Everybody has a neighbor in the neighborhood that they will talk to about God. Everybody has a classmate that they had been classmates before. Everybody has a friend somewhere that they need to talk to about God. Just make it your lifetime assignment that people who cross your path will know about your God. Let God, let heaven realize that that is a major agenda of your own life. That you are now on duty for heaven. Anywhere you are found. And then the heavens will deploy a detachment of security around your life. For whatever and wherever you need to carry out that assignment. Be committed to his service of soul winning. Number six. Some of the things we are talking today are not very, very conventional, but they are real. Avoid the way of covetousness. The way of covetousness. The way of struggling for money in ungodly ways. Ungodly means. Ungodly ways. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be without covetousness. Conversation is manner of life. Let it be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, he is connecting your preservation to freedom from covetousness. Covetousness will take you off your covering of preservation. And I can show that to you in scripture. It will take you off. Covetousness. Struggling for money by every means. Native doctor means blood money. Yahoo. Yahoo plus. It takes you out of your preservation. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Keep going all the way to verse 10. For we brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that struggle, that will be rich, means struggle to be rich, they will fall into temptation and a snare. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts. Which drown men into destruction and perdition. They struggle for money. They struggle for money. It drowns them into destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Our pastors here tell testimony all the time. The one who ran mad, the one who is just upside down. What happened? He was trying to get money. He was trying to make money. When we went to Ida in Kogi State, one of the young men, two of them were delivered from insanity. One of them, he went online to look for money to join some society. The next thing was insanity. He stepped out of the house. The next place they found him from Ida was Ilorin. That is on the pathway of death and destruction because of money from ungodly means. In the university in those days, well, after we finished from the university, I heard of a young man who was in the university at that time. Already he has plenty cars. Already he was happening. Oh, he was happening. Everything was moving. What happened? Where did this man get money? How? How? Since then, deep cars, plenty was moving. Only for us to hear that one day, some people double-crossed him. I think it was in Lagos. Slow this car. Come out. Who did you deal with like that? He was dealing with people and making money. Bah, bah, bah. Left him and then took off. He was cut off. The Bible said, he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. And as he is not innocent, he is not safe. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Am I communicating at all? So, beloved brothers and sisters, this is one area where we don't talk about. But it has led to many people's destruction. Many's destruction. Do business with somebody, you dupe them, you dealt with them. Some go diabolism. And God cannot protect you if you cheated them. He can't protect you if you are guilty. Avoid the way of covetousness. Achan was killed with his whole family. In Joshua chapter 7 verse 21 to 23, Achan said, I saw a Babylonish garment. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold and of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them. I took them. And behold, they are in the midst, hidden the earth in the midst of my tent. And there is a silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Keep going. Keep going. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters, and his horses, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled Israel? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. For a long time I was very, very bothered about this passage. Achan was the one who stole. Why did you kill his wife and children? Until the Holy Spirit showed me that Achan didn't hide it anywhere. It was in his house. He dug the ground. The digging was a process. His wife and children watched what he was doing. They witnessed it. They were witnesses. So legally, they were part of the crime. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when Joshua now said, who touched the accursed thing? If the wife came out and said, excuse me, sir, I'm so sorry. Please pardon my husband or one of the children. I am so sorry. Our husband, I don't know what happened to him. You know what? Maybe there would have been mercy. And if anybody would be killed, only him. Because of the rest who detached themselves. We are not part of this crime. We saw it, but we are not involved. But all of them zipped their lips. Until prophecy brought Achan out. When the family of Zerah was taken, who? They still kept quiet. It went down until it pinpointed Achan. That, who did this? Israel did this. Who did this? The tribes of so and so did it.
In this tribe, who did it? It's the family of Zerah who did it. In the family of Zerah, by the time it was coming down, it should have come out already. You don't need to go further, I'm the one.
Oh, where?
He waited until it went down to him. It is Achan. The whole family was quiet. You won't die another person's death. You will not die another person's death. That was the same situation with Ananias and Sapphira. Why have you agreed to tempt the Lord? Why did you agree together to lie together? Take your seat. So this is very, very important. The same thing befell Judas Iscariot. Covetousness. He can covet it. Looking for what he was not ripe or qualified for. He struggled for it. And he got it. But he didn't live to enjoy it. What is not your own will destroy the things you already have. Because everything Achan had before, all of them died together. All of them ended together. They burnt all his property. Not just the only thing, not just the thing he stole. They burnt everything, including what he had before he stole. They burnt everything. Avoid the way of covetousness. Matthew chapter 27, verse 3 to 5, showed us the tragedy of Judas Iscariot. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see thou to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Death, destruction is always the outcome of covetousness. May God give all of us victory and deliverance from covetousness in Jesus' name. Finally, keep your faith alive. What have I said so far? If we want the preservation of our lives and destinies, the first thing to do is exist as the beloved of the Lord. Second thing to do is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The third thing to do is to dwell in the center of God's plan, God's purpose, God's place for your life. The fourth thing to do is to avoid the wrong company. The fifth thing is be committed to kingdom service of soul winning. Be committed. Number six, avoid the way of covetousness. And number seven, keep your faith alive. Never give room to fear under no circumstance. Keep your faith alive. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4, he said, now the just shall live. He said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Keep your faith alive. Romans 1:17, he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, he said, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Keep your faith alive. Faith kept Job alive. In Job chapter 14, verse 14, everything came against him. Apart from the secrets of the Lord we talked about earlier on, Job had faith. He said, if the man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Faith kept Paul the apostle alive in the midst of the storm. In Acts chapter 27 and in verse 23 to 25. Acts 27. For there stood by me this night the angel of God whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that he shall be even as it was told me. That's the word. I believe God. I believe. What is faith for preservation? A, it is the avoidance of fear. completely. That is zero room for fear. Every time fear tries to rise, you kill it with light. You kill it with revelation. The avoidance of fear. Number two, agreement with God and His word. Where you say, Lord, you said it, I agree. You said I can't die anyhow, I agree. You say no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I agree. It is agreement with God. Number three is confidence in God and His word. Agreement is different from confidence. Somebody can agree and still not be confident. Confidence in God, trust in God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. That is confidence. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Confidence in God is necessary for faith. And number four, authoritative declarations of belief. Authoritative declarations. Because we have the spirit of faith. We speak. I can't be killed. That's what Job did. I will wait till my change comes. This affliction will not see the end of me. I will see the end of it. I will wait till my change comes. Friends, this is what it entails. Stand up on your feet. Give the Lord a shout of praise if you are as blessed as a preacher. If you are as blessed as a preacher, shout the loudest, say amen. Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the Lord must say amen. Did you believe what I said? Do you agree with what I said? Did it make sense to you? Did it make any sense to you? Don't be like that little boy that I was talking to and he was saying the opposite or the other thing. Because I went to my wife's village for crusade. And after healing took place and the healing took place in the life of the young boy. And I say, young boy, the devil is a liar. Say it after me. The devil is a liar. He said, the devil is a lawyer. I say, no, liar. And of course, you know, he's the accuser of the brethren. In a sense, he was right. But in this case, I want you to know it accurately. Do you believe what God has spoken to you? Do you believe that God is committed to taking you to the end of your journey? And you will fulfill your days. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and celebrate the King of Kings. Celebrate the King of Kings. Celebrate the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Elohino. Thank you, Elohika. Thank you, Mekadishka. Karen, yes, we worship you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Rahosabide kelotara magadasa. Yate maruta sete fritu sakalala. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the believers amen.